newscast presented here by pwponderings.com. This is going to be an abridged version, of course, because it is Thanksgiving week. And all of us at PWP wish all of you, our listeners, a very happy holiday. I hope your weekend is great. But I'm not joined by Des Delgadillo this week. No, we had to shoot up a notch. Jerome Cuson, the senior editor, is joining me. Jerome, how are you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good. Ready to burn through a weekly newscast here at Thanksgiving week. It's going to be a pretty tame show. The goal is not to create any controversy and to just get away unscathed.
Exactly, because none of us are going to take it, right?
We're not going to take it, Chris. We're not going to take it anymore.
Absolutely not. So this past weekend, a lot of results up on the site. You could check it out going to pwponderings.com/indie news. You can look at that. We have both 2CW shows up there, including a small review of the iPay-per-view from Rowan Barry Murphy. Wrestling is fun and respect. Two PWX shows, On Point Wrestling, and of course our friends over at VWAA had a huge weekend. They crowned a new VWAA champion. It was, of course, Thomas Sinclair defeating Matt Cage in the finals. And this has just been building since August. So, of course, this is a big moment for them. I've been told that there was some controversy involving Darren Corbin and Prince Mustafa Ali in the finish. I haven't seen the show yet, but you can check it out at smartmarkvideo.com. There is also a new circuit champion in Gary J. He defeated Trip Cassidy, Matthias Kalevra, Isaias Velasquez, and Joey Marks in a doors, ladders, and chairs match to become the VWA circuit champion. So I'm looking forward to that. A big weekend for them. So I don't know. I'm hoping to do a podcast soon with Maxwell 401 Mania and our own Matt Gallion soon about the VWA product. Jerome, I know that you haven't been able to go to a lot of their shows, but you were a part of an event that included VWA talent. How did that go?
Yes, I was a part of Indie Night this past Wednesday at the Squared Circle, which, if you're unaware, is a restaurant in Lincoln Park, a neighborhood in Chicago. Every Wednesday is Indie Night. The restaurant is opened by the former Victoria / Tara, better known as Lisa Marie Varon, and she's done a fantastic job with the restaurant, and it is rapidly becoming a great wrestling community. And I had a chance to go to VWAA's independent night. I got a free shirt out of the deal and got to watch some of their show, the show where they crowned their first ever circuit championship. I know that Jordan was on the Squared Spandex podcast, which you can find on iTunes. It is the official podcast of the Squared Circle. And just a good time was had by all. I had some delicious gourmet mac and cheese. If you're in the Chicago area and you have never been to the Squared Circle, you are a crazy individual. And if you are planning on coming out of town, perhaps this weekend for AAW or for AAW at all over these next few months, or if you're just coming into Chicago as a tourist, you want to make Squared Circle one of your stops, because it is a great hub for wrestling fans and a lot of the wrestling companies in the area as well.
Yeah, before we talk about, because I kind of want to ask you about the pizza there, and of course this Wednesday you're kind of helping host another event there. I just want to let everyone know that VWA management kind of reached out to us and wanted us to let you guys know that their return in 2014, there is supposedly going to be a big tag team tournament. And of course, we've seen a string of those from other companies this past year. But there's something interesting about this one. They have some open invitational spots, especially some younger teams and obviously some more established teams. So VWA, keep an eye out on them in 2014.
I'm sorry, Chris. I need to interrupt you. Unless Dunn and Marcos are in this tournament, it is not a real tag team tournament.
Hey, there's a chance. There's a chance. I'm not going to put any wagers on that, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what Jordan does with that. So, Jerome, this Wednesday, what are you doing?
I mean, I could go to a bar and get really, really drunk since it's Thanksgiving on Thursday, but no. I'm going to be bringing Beyond Wrestling's American Rana, the DVD, for another edition of Indie Wrestling Night at the Squared Circle. On that night, we will be watching some of the show. It's going to be a great time. I believe there's some giveaways. I believe one Drew Cordero out of the New England area mailed some stuff to Greg at the Squared Circle. So definitely keep an eye on that. And allegedly, I'm going to be co-hosting the Squared Spandex podcast, talking about Beyond Wrestling, talking about the website, and a whole lot more. So that is what I'm doing on Black Wednesday, celebrating another Indie Night. And then December 4th, I will also be at Indie Night because Marion Fontaine will be there presenting old-timey wrestling. So if you love independent wrestling, the next two Indie Nights are definitely for you, and especially given you don't have work on Thursday, unless you're an unfortunate soul that works retail, you should be there on Wednesday to watch Beyond Wrestling.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Of course, you can always get the pizza there. I got to ask you, Jerome, how is the pizza there? Obviously, Chicago known for their deep dish and all their styles of pizza, but I've heard a lot of good things about the Squared Circle.
Maybe you should come to Chicago and find out yourself, huh? Do you ever think about that?
Hey, you know I'm always down for some wrestling and pizza at the same time. Wednesdays, that's kind of soon. It's a little short notice.
I mean, Chris, it's not going to be that bad. It's not that bad of a travel week.
Oh, of course not. No, and especially with some of the storms happening on the East Coast. I mean,
No, Chris, you're fine. Just book a flight now. You'll be all right.
Exactly. I'll be good to go. So for everyone out there, though, in that area, and of course also in Cleveland, Ohio, Black Friday, not just known for the sales and just gobs and gobs
of people. Wait, Chris. There are sales on Black Friday?
There could be. There could be sales. And
only sale I know is going on in my bed where I'm going to be sleeping at 5 a.m. on Friday morning.
Well, that's just because you don't know how to take advantage of a good deal. So, cheap plug, though. I'm going to throw this out there for all our listeners. We want to thank all of you for helping support PWP by using our High Spots link on the website and, of course, the Amazon link down at the bottom. And, of course, remember to use them on Black Friday because unless you're going to be up at 5 a.m., you could just stay at home, do the same thing, and do it, of course, on Cyber Monday. But we'll talk about that more later. This Friday, though, November 29th, 7:30 p.m., Jerome, it's Hell on Earth 9. Presented by AIW. This is a crazy card. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, this card looks tremendous. Johnny Gargano and Kevin Steen in a main event match. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. And I know that it happened in PWG, but, that was a quarterfinal Bola match. This is the main event of AIW's second biggest show of the year. This has the potential to be one of the best cards, not only of AIW, but in independent wrestling. Obviously, Michael Hutter and Tim Donst in an Absolution rematch. That's a very important match because, so many people raved, particularly about how the crowd was reacting to their first match. So I'm very, very excited about this. And for the intense title, Lewis Linden's going to be wrestling Marion Fontaine. And the funny part about this is these two are actually the tag team champions of AAW, and the night before they're going to be teaming up to defend those tag titles, they're going to be wrestling for AIW's intense title. So it'll be interesting to see the dynamics of them wrestling against each other and then the next night wrestling with each other. The Batiri are going to be wrestling the Jollyville Fuckets for the AIW tag team titles. I'm very excited about this. Jollyville Fuckets have really made a name for themselves in the promotion. Probably one of the most important matches of the whole night is actually going to be Eric Ryan, Ricky Shane Page, and Bobby Beverly. And I believe they're also teaming up with the Duke. They're going to be taking on Chess Flexer, the other co-owner, Josh Prohibition Macross, and a mystery partner. The key is the winner of this match will get control of the entire company. I'm assuming that Nixon is going to lose here with Prohibition Cross and whoever the mystery partner is coming out on top. Shima Zion, Impact Wrestling's Zima Ion, will be in AIW for the first time in over a year. From what we understand, this will not be on the DVD, MP4, or VOD. So the only way you can see this is if you go to Turner's Hall Live. And finally, Gregory Iron has issued a wide-open challenge for Hell on Earth 9. If you've been following him on Facebook and Twitter, you know all about this and some of the interactions he's been having with fans. He has laid down the challenge to both fans and wrestlers alike. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. And For more information on this, Chris, I believe our friend Des Delgadillo has done a podcast about this very show.
Yes, he has, with Aaron Bauer. And, you know, you can check out that information. Follow Des Delgadillo on Twitter, and I'm going to be tweeting out that information as well. I just got to say, Jerome, come on. Why don't you think Nixon's going to win? It's just been going on for a little bit. Come on. It's Nixon. Maybe. Yeah, who knows?
Nixon's back!
I'm just kind of wondering why the Shima Zion is not going to be, I guess, part of the main crowd, but they can have Ethan Carter 3 versus Tim Dodd.
Chris, I mean, I don't ask these sorts of questions. It makes my head hurt.
It really does.
Dumb.
Hey, maybe the Mystery Partner is AJ Styles and he's going to defend his TNA title. No?
Who?
Yeah, I know, right? So that's AIW. Of course, Black Friday, November 29th. Check them out and go to AIWrestling.com for all the information. I believe it's only $15 for general admission tickets. But also the day of the show.
If you go the day of the show. So
yes, $20 on the show.
Right now.
Exactly. Just go there. Get $5 off. Come on. It's totally worth it. Cleveland, Ohio. Check them out. So, Jerome, as you noted, the day after, Saturday, November 30th, AAW presents Windy City Classic 9 at the Berwyn's Eagles Club. General admission there is $13 and $1.25 beers at the bar. That's all you need to know, right? That's it.
Kevin Steen is making his AAW debut. This has been a long time coming, really, for both companies.
That's kind of crazy. I got to admit, I could have sworn that he'd probably been on a past show. I'm just saying, but...
He was booked for an AIW show, but then I believe there were some family things, and he was unable to make it. So El Generico took his place in a match with Tim Donst. But Kevin Steen is scheduled to wrestle Johnny Gargano in AIW, and he is wrestling for the AAW heavyweight title against Shane Hollister. In addition to that, Chris, we're going to see the Allegiance Tag Team Finals. In one semifinal, we're going to have Irish Airborne wrestling Jimmy Jacobs and Silas Young. And in the other, it's going to be Zero Gravity, Brett Gakia, and CJ Esparza. They're going to be wrestling, check this name out, Chris, the New Age Nation of Domination, Ethan Page, and replacing the injured Josh Alexander, Ricochet.
So does that make Ethan Page Road Dog? No? Maybe?
What? The Nation of Domination. Come on.
But it's the New Age Nation.
Oh, my. Chris. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Hey, you went there.
This is not good.
No.
I mean, it's their name, Chris.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with it. I mean, if Mark Henry makes an appearance at AAW, I wouldn't argue with that either. So, anyway, you've been watching AAW. A lot of your reviews have gone on-site recently. I gotta say, I was always told, and I kind of figured that Jacobs and Young would have been the favorites for the whole tournament, but I don't know. Zero Gravity, they've been kind of doing their thing as well. And then Irish Airborne, their names are popping up everywhere. They're just getting booked. So, I don't know. Who is your favorite for this
tournament? I think Jimmy Jacobs and Silas Young are winning. I think Jacobs is going to get a match with Shane Hollister, and Silas Young is getting one more match with Eddie Kingston. I think the idea has been that Kingston and Young will not wrestle again unless Silas Young forces the issue. So that's why I think that's going to happen. Also, ACH is wrestling Matt Cage for the AEW Heritage title. That's going to be a ton of fun. Really looking forward to that. Heidi Lovelace and Heather Patera are going to settle their feud. And Kyle O'Reilly will be wrestling Prince Mustafa Ali. This is a match that I am very, very much looking forward to. And Prince Mustafa Ali is a local wrestler, had a lot of good matches in AEW and VWAA and a number of other places, and to see him get this kind of opportunity, it's a really big deal. Very much looking forward to this. Some of the other talent announced, Kung Fu Manchu of Lewis Linden and Marion Fontaine, Dan Lawrence, Marcus Crane, Christian Rose, Knight Wagner, and Mischief. So it is going to be a very, very fun time. And you can ride the Squared Circle Party Bus to and from the Windy City Classic. Go to the squaredcircle.biz for more details. They will be hosting the official Windy City Classic 9 after party. So if you're coming in from out of town, there is no excuse for you not to be there. and to check it out. Check out the party bus if you can, if tickets are still available. And just let's have a good time and watch some wrestling. Yay!
So that would be so that was something that would intrigue me to fly all the way out from California just to go to the after party. I mean, why not? There's a lot of beer, right? I assume.
That's what I'm told.
We'll see. Even on the bus, right? I mean, not that I'm encouraging that. Not encouraging that, I'm just saying. So, sounds like a lot of fun. And of course, Owen Kevin Ford, he has a podcast with Dr. Keith coming up. Actually, by the time you are listening to this, either on site or on our iTunes or Stitcher, possibly we'll have that show out on our iTunes feed. So, Jerome, as you mentioned before, you're hosting, co-hosting, you're helping out at the Squared Circle for Beyond Wrestling American Rana viewing. Our own booking site, episode one, was about that very DVD, and we got to talk to Drew Cordero. And booking site episode two, Jerome, is coming. We want your questions, everyone. We want to thank all of you. You made a really big success for episode one. It was, I believe, probably one of our most downloaded episodes. And, of course, Jerome, as you know, he likes to talk. You know, likes to tell stories.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard Drew talk very much.
Anyway, so we want to ask all of you for your questions. Again, mailbag at pwponderings.com this time. It is all about the All Killer playlist, which you can view for free at youtube.com/beyondwrestling. Episodes 20, 21, and 22. I mean, it was such a great success, we had to have Drew back on again to discuss this. So we're looking forward to your questions. As always, try to keep them centered on those playlists only. And, of course, talents, storylines, just literally anything you want to ask about why it happened, it's fair game. And Drew will answer you to the best of his abilities, which is generally a good 2 hours. So
yeah, because Drew can't shut up. That's why.
There you go. But hey, that's okay. That's okay. So as always, Jerome, that's about it for this week in indie pro wrestling. I mean, there are a lot of shows, and of course, we're looking forward to the shows coming up after Thanksgiving. But man, I mean, other than Hell on Earth and Windy City Classic, I mean, there's just not a lot. Because and obviously, it's Thanksgiving. So what else would you do?
It's a perfect quiet weekend. Nobody wants to pay for travel. That's why Ring of Honor, PWG, and CZW, traditionally, they do not run in on Thanksgiving weekend, which makes a lot of sense. But AAW, AIW, they do not rely on the flying, on flying in people. So it makes a lot of sense that they would run shows. It's sort of an annual tradition for both companies to run on Thanksgiving weekend. And thank God we do. Otherwise, there would have been no weekly newscast. And I would have been very, very sad at not being able to watch wrestling over the holiday weekend.
Well, Jerome, you could always just, you know, rewatch Raw.
Chris, there are a lot of things that I would rather do than watch Raw. I'm not going to get into them because we wanted to keep the show short tonight.
Exactly. All right. So instead of that, how about alternatives to watching Raw? You could check out some of the reviews that you're doing on pwponderings.com. Jerome, let our listeners know what you've done or what you're doing online.
So I posted two very early AEW DVD reviews just to get everyone ready before the holiday. I know people start traveling as early as Tuesday night, sometimes Wednesday. So wanted to get those reviews up so everybody can see them, particularly if you're going away, maybe coming back for Saturday for Windy City Classic. So both Defining Moment 2013 and Hostile Intentions 2013, both of those reviews are up for your viewing pleasure right now. So go check that out. Of course, if you're in the area, go to the Squared Circle on Wednesday for Indie Wrestling Night. Also, twitter.com/JeromePWPEditor is the place to find me. And Chris, I assume that you've got a whole bevy of things to plug because this Friday, we've got Black Friday sales going on. I can only assume a number of wrestling companies are going to be featuring some great deals for fans, particularly High Spots and the WWN Universe. So why don't you get into that?
Exactly. Black Friday and, of course, Cyber Monday as well. So, of course, check out our link, tinyurl.com/PWPHighSpots, spelled the way it sounds. Use that link, bookmark it, and help support PWP out when you purchase from High Spots. Of course, our friends over at Smart Mark Video also will probably have a Black Friday sale. Tons of just, I don't know, I think it's kind of crazy. They have AAW, AIW, Beyond Wrestling. Just every wrestling is, you know, respect, fun, whatever you want. Go check it out there. lots of great stuff. And of course, WBN Live, they've been emailing us about all of their Black Friday sales. Jerome, we may be getting new DGUSA DVDs. No?
I would consider that a Thanksgiving miracle, Chris.
Exactly. So check them out as well. Tons of stuff. Support indie wrestling, and if you can, support us as well. And of course, if you're not buying wrestling-related stuff, and you just want to go to Amazon.com and buy, I don't know, new books for the new year, DVDs.
Yeah, they're having a countdown to Black Friday sales. So
exactly. And we do have an Amazon link. So just go to pwponderings.com, look in the bottom right-hand corner, use that link and help support us. Show us a little love. And it doesn't cost you anything because you're already buying from Amazon. We know it. Come on. You're not going out. And if you are, kudos to you. You'll be joining me most likely at a Best Buy or something at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, of course,
yes.
I know I'm crazy, but that's how it works out. And of course, Cyber Monday as well. So use the same links and we would really appreciate it. If you're listening to us though on iTunes or Stitcher, if you could leave us a 4 or 5 star review, really help us out. And of course, as always, send all your feedback to mailbag@pwponderings.com. Find us on Facebook, new address, facebook.com/pwponderings. And same thing at Twitter, twitter.com/pwponderings. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/cgstong. That's C-G-S-T-O-N-G. And the same thing at pwponderings.com is my email. So for Jerome Cusan and all the staff at PWP, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving weekend. Hope, just stay safe, guys. Stay safe. Have fun. Buy lots of stuff.
And if you live in England, happy Thursday.
Exactly. Happy Thursday. But you should also take advantage of all the sales. I mean, you may not.
Well, everybody said, well, if you're Christian, you celebrate Christmas. If you're American, you celebrate Thanksgiving. It's all good.
There you go. Way to alienate some of our listeners. Anyway, thank you, everyone.
Keep listening, everybody. Have a good holiday.